sat up forcefully and asserted. I shouldn't have to explain it to you. I just feel it.
Feel what? Tell me what you feel, I insisted.
I know what I feel. I don't have to define it, and I don't want to. Why do I need a dictionary to say the simplest thing to you?
If it was simple, you would have an answer, but you don't, I started. It's the most vague and complicated thing in any of our lives. In fact, it's so convoluted, no one even bothers defining it. They just sprinkle it anywhere it's convenient. We all speak the language, but no one knows what they're saying. It's like an argument waiting to happen.
Then why did you say it? You're a liar, she whimpered.
My jaw became a pounding fist. Eyelids, a glass veil that I couldn't hide behind, my foot laid flat on my tongue. I took both her hands in mine, sighed, and carefully explained that the word love is a cop-out.
Please hear me. Despite the tremendous weight we place on the act, admitting love is merely the illusion of vulnerability. It's an abbreviation, a Trojan stallion infected with ulterior motives and misconception. The phrase, I love you, is the bouquet we use to dress up our insecurities, our fear of being alone, of being unworthy, of not belonging. It's the toxic seed of foolish expectation planted like landmines, and just like everyone around us, we march haphazardly across this garden praying disappointment doesn't detonate. Then, after it does, without a leg left to stand on, we march into new defective relationships built on the graveyards of the prior.
I only have two eyes, and neither of them can read minds. However, I believe this was the moment she contemplated her exit. Swelled with pedantic passion, I naively continued,
Love is the word we use to justify our jealousy and possession, peddling guilt to those we claim to care about most like a capsizing bank. It's the agent of emotional entitlement. It creates an environment within which blind obsession is somehow defendable by unwritten morals, and those lucid enough to break free from the slavish haze are written off as cynical heretics.
If you don't love me, just end it, she interrupted.
Nursing her migraine, she looked at me like an expired memory and continued,
All of this beating around the bush is cruel and unnecessary. There's no difference between this rant of yours and the people you claim are using love to mask their true feelings.
But there is a difference. I'm not denying love exists. I'm setting it free. I'm saying it's time we evolved. I don't want your undivided attention or your obedience or any other unnatural confirmation of affection. I don't want to pretend love lasts forever or that it's unconditional. And I don't want to pretend that's a bad thing. I don't want to modify your personality to my preferences, then call it growth. All I want is you to be present when you're with me. Go into the world, soak up life, be who you have to be for as long as you need. And when you return, be fully here with me. That's love. Everything else is garbage.